Morning. Our theme today, change is not personal. Take a breath. Be still. Let thoughts pass by. They are not needed. Take a breath. Be still. Rest as you are. And just be aware that something called listening seems to be taking place. Take a breath. Rest. Whatever is truth and the reality that is present is changeless. And what you are in essence is that. In this seeming dream of everything changing, what is remains unchanging. You in essence remain unchanging. No matter how personal changing seems to be to the mind, change is not personal. Emptiness, consciousness, dreams the dream of change, but it remains unchanging. You remain unchanging. There is dreaming of personhood. There is dreaming of movements and actions and activities. There is dreaming of thinking, dreaming of talking, dreaming of birth and death, and so on and so on. But what is remains the changeless. Change is impersonal. It just appears and it just is. Change is impersonal. There is no person to change or to be changed. There is no one to experience change. There is awareness. Awareness, which is beyond person, there is awareness of changes. But awareness is not the experiencer. There is no one, no person, no being to experience changes. Just awareness of what is. Within the vastness of what is, within emptiness, appearances seemingly come and go. They seem to change and then change again. But there is nothing taking place. Whatever is being presented just is. And it has nothing to do whatsoever with any person. Why? Because there are no persons. There isn't a you and a me. There isn't a he and a she, or a they and a them. That is an illusion. So there literally is no person to experience the appearance of change. So we say, just be aware. It has nothing to do with you. It is the you, the emptiness, the allness that is appearing as changes, expressing as changes, expressing as a you and a me, expressing as a they and a them. That is the expression of the allness of consciousness, of the allness of what is. But it is the illusion. It is the acceptance of the appearance as reality that causes the sense of separation, the sense of suffering, the sense of being just a person. The so-called ego mind will rise thoughts in opposition. It will start the dance of course I'm here, of course I experience changes. And that is all right. There's nothing wrong with determining to be a person. A singularity. But it is not what you truly are. So the ego raises the thoughts in opposition to you being what you truly are. And it seems to be determined to have something happening out there, something going on, something changing, something doing this, something doing that. Oh, I'm changing. I'm becoming more aware, more conscious, more this. I'm changing. No, beloved. There is no you or me to change. It is the ego idea. They cannot understand that nothing is taking place, that what is appearing, it just is, without comment, without judgment, without trying to identify or trying to put labels on what is, just is. Within that, you find there is no me. Me is a label. So when you say, I'm not getting it or I'm not understanding it, that's just the habit of the ego identity, claiming not knowing. But not knowing is an expression of what is. But we are not to take it up as a truth. What you are, this emptiness, this what is, this something beyond words, beyond comprehension, beyond understanding, beyond description, this is without change. And this is what you are. You remain changeless, but yet in infinite expression. So to remain as we are, we understand, we recognize this is all an expression of what is, of the presence, of the self, of the God, of the consciousness, of the absolute. However you have called it, it is yourself. It is your own true identity. And as you are aware, I have spoken many times of being awareness, as you are aware of what is appearing, what you are remains changeless, formless. The appearance of changing will never stop because it is eternal. So emptiness, this nothingness, is all. God is all. We often say that. But nothing is all. Emptiness is all. What is all. And in that, everything seemingly takes place. And there seems to be someone experiencing it. But it is the emptiness that is all. It is God that is all. It is the nothingness that is all. And there are no persons to experience it. Experiencing the fear, this idea of a personal selfhood. This idea has within it the idea that I am experiencing fear and calm. I am experiencing life and death. I am experiencing good and evil. I experience pure and impure. I experience love and hate, health and sickness. That all takes place only within the mind of the idea, I am a separate being, a separate person. Sometimes it's even woe is me experiencing this a particular change. But there is no me to experience. We seem to experience happiness and sadness. Even in the appearances of some changes, there is the experiencing of anger. And that is all right. I have a feeling sometimes when the appearance, the changing appearances bring forth an anger or a confusion or thoughts of unkindness, that you seem to think that means I'm not there yet. But that is all part of God, what is an expression. If you could see anger as but an expression from the withinness, if you could see frustration, anxiety, fear as just a feeling expression of the withinness and not a personal thing that is identifying you, a you, what do you think would happen? That you, that you believe is you, would dissolve back into the what is. That idea would not be held by you as a truth about a personal self. It is but an expression coming from within. And then the anger changes to what? It changes to a peace, or it might change into a laugh. The anger is nothing more than an expression. It does not identify a you. And especially, it does not identify a you as not being there yet. Sadness is an expression. We feel it. There's a feeling, a sensation of it. But it is not identifying a you as a person or a personal presence experiencing this sadness. It is expression from the withinness, and it just is. Let it be. Do not claim it as, oh, I am sad today. No, there is no you to be sad. There is awareness of sadness or anger or frustration being present, but there is no you to attach it to. It is just being expressed from a withinness. It is not meant to be an identifying adjective of a you. There is no you in that regard. It is all God. It is all what is. It is all this emptiness in expression. That's all that is taking place. Nothing else is happening. So you are not out here in the happening. You are with the withinness in expression. The expression of skies, stars, moons, planets, trees, whatever form, shape you wish to put a label on, it is the withinness in an expression. So what is there is not what you can see. What is there is what is unseen, and it is expressing as you, the I that is expressing. We can call it a dream, or we can call it a play. The whole belief system of duality, this idea of separation, comes from withinness. It rises out of the God presence. It rises out. And then, in understanding it, in seeing it, and no longer identifying with this duality, with this changingness, it settles back down, back into the withinness. Clarity will rise, then changes to confusion. And you're aware of all of this, but no longer take it personal. It's not about a little you at all. It is about the capital you expressing out of the wholeness, out of the completeness, out of the vastness that is the you that is. So everything is taking place within consciousness, within what we call the what is, the emptiness. It's taking place within the nothing. The nothing is whole and complete. All takes place there. And you are aware of what you are expressing. You are aware of anger, sadness, sorrow, happiness, joy, dancing, singing, laughing, playing. You are aware of it all. because you are in expression. You are expressing it. You are not it, but you are expressing it. It is the unreal that appears as things changing. That is not reality. That is not real. That is not your truth. You are never changing. You are the real. You are the what is and changeless and formless. You are that. You are not the changing. You are the ever-present, changeless. So what is appearing here and now, as persons appearing and talking, appearing and listening, appearing, but it is all taking place within you, within self, within consciousness, within emptiness. All takes place within the vastness of you. There is no person present to be listening. There is no me here talking. There is only what is expressing, expressing you in expression as me, in expression as you. Everything you believe to be happening and appearing is but the real in expression as what we would call now the unreal, what you can understand now as the unreal. It is what we call duality. Ever-changing dualness. 1 minute hot, 1 minute cold. 1 minute happy, 1 minute crying. Ever-changing duality. But even duality and non-duality is an expression of the vastness of you, the play of the vastness of you. So there is no one here doing anything. It's so joyful. It is all God. It is all emptiness. It is all pure nothingness expressing. How joyful! how loving, how happy. So watch this now. Take a breath. And let go. But there's nothing to let go of. Hallelujah. And there is no one here to take a breath or to be letting go. It doesn't mean that we don't take a breath. There isn't a breath coming in. That's part of the expression, to take a breath in and to just let it go. That's all part of the expression, but there's no one here. There's no person here to be taking a breath and to be letting go. Even though it takes place, even though the expression of it is taking place and the joy of it is taking place and the peacefulness of it is taking place, it is all taking place within you, within God. It isn't being experienced by a person. It is the expression that is. So the breath, letting go, it's all God. There is no little you to do it. Or experience it. It is the you in expression. And enjoying the joy of it. If it comes to you, I'm taking a breath. Recognize. It is that little illusory, little ego identity, the illusion of separation that is believing I'm taking a breath. I am letting go. Beyond that, transcend that, beyond that idea. No, I am not taking a breath. The vastness is expressing a breath. Remember, it's only that idea of being a person that would think or believe or hold to the idea. The mind says, oh no, you are really taking a breath. Watch, you know. No, the idea is part of the expression. It has nothing to do with you. Remember, it's not personal. What is being in expression is not personal because it is without person. So conditioning seemingly appears. Oh, the idea of, well, I'm conditioned to believe in this. No. Conditioning is what you are expressing. But it's not what you are. You're never what you are expressing. awakening seemingly appears as well. That's part of what you are expressing. Birth and death seemingly appear, but that too is an expression within the vastness of you. Recognize there is no one here to be conditioned. And there's no one here to awaken. There's no one here to have been born. The body is an expression of vastness of your being, of you. There's no one here to have been born, and there's no one here to die. All is God in expression. All is you expressing. So, whatever is appearing, let it be as it is, without resistance, until you can recognize there is nothing to resist, nothing to resist. Neither pain nor pleasure. Then, or in this moment, in this, what we call now, recognize there has never been a personal me to do or to be anything. All just is, without labels, without identifiers, without adjectives. All just is, and it is all impersonal. Why? Because there is no person. It just is. Let us pray. There is no me to be born or to die. There is no me to age or be youthful. There is no me to be asleep or to be awakened. There is no me to be in lack or abundance. There is only what is, that is, expressing as a peaceful, happy, serene being. Amen. Om Namaste.